Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Every word of God is inspired. Amen. It's God breathed. When we understand that, we will put, hopefully you do already, but you'll put much more value on the reading and studying of God's word if it's all inspired, if it's God breathed, if it's life. So the word of God goes into every core of the DNA, the degenerate. You have something going on in your body, start speaking the word of healing over your body. Not always necessary to have someone lay hands. Sometimes it's necessary. It's not always necessary to be on all types of medication. Sometimes it will help. But ultimately, God sent his word to heal us. And healing is the children's bread. Do you agree with me? Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17, again, we're laying foundation. This is foundational stuff, but this is the stuff you build on. This is who we are. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, it took the word to save you. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? This God chose this. Some think it's foolishness, but he chose the foolishness of preaching. Isn't that something? He chose the foolishness of preaching to get folks saved. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, one day he will be a new creature. Now listen to what I'm saying now. Yeah. Rewind that now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, anybody in Christ? He is right now. He is right now. Come on, somebody say, I am right now. A new creature. Come on, say, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now the issue today, because of the degenerate DNA of humanity, there's a tendency only to see the physical material world. That people's their spirit is shut down, and people, you know, go by fact, what they feel, what they see, what they hear, what they taste, what they touch, and that dictates life to them. They are not aware that there is another strand of DNA. God so loved the world that he gave. We're going to look at this. There's another strand of DNA, and it's present. It's already present in all of humanity. Amen. See, God didn't, you know, somebody didn't get born and say, no, that one's going to hell. This one will go to heaven. That one's going to hell. This one, no, I don't want that one. That's more like the devil. Amen. God says, whosoever will. God so loved the world that he gave. He's not picking and choosing. All men have opportunity. The worst of the worst. Come on, let's get this thing right. You know, you have some people that say only certain, you know, they predestination, you know, this one's going to be saved and that one won't be saved. How you know? Whole lot of folks didn't think you would get saved. With your naughty self, with your bad self. Child, if they can save him, they can save anybody. But tell somebody, I'm saved. Not of the will of man, not of the flesh, but of the will of God. Tell me what God can't do. See, but humanity tends to only see as far as they can see. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, Paul says this to the Corinthians, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid from them that are lost. Here's what's happened to humanity. In whom? See, the gospel is hidden from them that are lost. God didn't hide it from them. The devil has blinded them. It says, in whom, in verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Should shine unto them. Okay? So the gospel is hidden from people, but it's not God hiding it from them. It's the devil that has blinded their mind, their soul. Amen. Amen. Because they only live by sight. They walk by feeling. Amen. You know, I'm a self-made man. That type of attitude and thingy. But what does that stem from? It's the degenerate plant. Amen. Amen. And it's the deception of the enemy. And he'll tempt people to bow down and worship him, that he can give them the glory of some of these kingdoms. Amen. And so they sell themselves to him. Amen. What do I need God for when I got all this? Remember the rich man that said, I have so much goods, let me tear down my barns and build bigger barns to bestow my goods. And soul, sit back and take your ease now. And the Lord said, thou fool, thy soul is required of thee this night. Whose good shall these things be? But this is degenerate man. So modern science, and again, I'm going to dabble a little bit of science in here. And you do some research on that too. Always do research. Modern science has discovered that something holds all the genes together. There's something there that holds everything together. Science has discovered this. All right, so let's go to John chapter 1 and let's start at verse number 4. The Gospel of John chapter 1 and verse number 4. And let's look at the compassion, the mercy, the love of God. It says in John chapter 1, verse 4, in him was life. Now look at this. And the life was the light of men. Stay with me. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Now look at this verse 9. I'm sorry, that was verse 7 I read, and then verse 9. That was the true light. That was the true light. Look at this. I want you to, this is what you build on. That was the true light, talking about Christ, which lights every man that comes into the world. Is every man saved? No. But he lights. There's a strand of DNA that's available to every human. Amen. And it's on the inside of them. When they're born, he knew that Adam was a degenerate plant. But there's a light. There's something that everyone is born with. They have potential to be saved. Amen. 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 Are you following me here? Amen. Now here's a little bit of science for you again. Science, and I love astronomy, not astrology. Astronomy. But science will tell you there's a light they've discovered. They don't know how many billions of light years it is away, but they have discovered it, and the light is growing. It's like it's getting closer and larger and larger, but it's billions of light years away. But they've discovered it. It's like pulsating. It's alive. And so on the quantum level, science has discovered also that there's a light, and we just talked about it. Jesus is the light that lights. He's the one that gives life. If God doesn't give life to an embryo, it's not going to have life. So there's an eternal part of it, or there's the God factor of DNA in everyone that's alive. Are you following me? This is important for us to understand. Science has identified a white light in the middle of DNA. Science has discovered that. God's letting them, you know, just give them a little bone there. Just let them discover some stuff. See that the word of God is right, and it's always been right. But what about the white light? See, but what they have found about the white light, now, I'm maybe a little ahead of myself, because when we're born, your mom and dad, 23 chromosomes from your mom, 23 chromosomes from your father, 46 chromosomes. That's going to determine everything about you. What you look like, all this stuff we talked about, hair color, all of that. They're chromosomes. You go look, you know, you ever heard anybody say, you look just like your daddy? Oh, she got her mama's features. Why? Because the chromosomes. But what science has discovered is that this white light that they've discovered on this quantum level is not involved with or does not carry the program of the mother or the father. What they have discovered is that this white light got a program of its own. In everyone born, there's this white light they have discovered that is not from the 23 chromosomes of mom or 23 chromosomes of dad. It's a program, but it's a program all by itself. Okay, y'all still with me? Now, in a child of God, what's happening is this white light, or this, I'm gonna call it the Christ chromosome, is what holds everything together. Spirit, you've become a spirit. Your spirit is alive, and it affects your soul and your body. It holds you together, spirit, soul, and body. You're connected to God. You are living a life that is coming from God. That's what happens in the child of God. But that's not what's happening in someone that doesn't believe. Okay? It's there. The potential is there. But if any man come to God, he must what? First believe.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.